Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on ye olde bras. I'm Ronnie Karam. That's Ben Mandelker over there. Hi, you handsome man.
What's up?
Oh, it's Orange County Day, darling.
Tis the day, tis the season. Big days.
Big day. It's our last day of fresh recaps, at least, for this year. We will not be back tomorrow for Salt Lake City, but we'll talk about it a bit when we return. And we will be returning in the new year with a full recap of Real Housewives of Potomac Part 3 Reunion. But next week, we're going to have a great week lined up. We've got three episodes with 90 Day Gays, that podcast, Matt and Jake. They're so funny. We're going to be doing Holidate, which is a movie on Netflix. It's a three-part extravaganza. All the videos will be on Crappens On Demand, and you can check those out over on Patreon. And then we're going to join up with Kate Casey for an end-of-the-year rundown. And over the Christmas break, we are going to be planning out our Crappy Awards, which will be coming to you live on the internet in January
2021.
Yeah, so we will tell you the date. We'll have ticket links and all that good stuff. Check at Instagram and Twitter if you want to know ticket links and a date for that. But it'll be the beginning of January. Another fantastic live show with lots of special guests. It's going to be amazing, okay?
Yeah, it will be amazing. Since we started doing them live, we've always had really cool guests that have come and joined us, and there have always been some very memorable moments. So we hope everyone can come see us. Come to the Crappies. More info coming soon. But for now, we're still in Lake Arrowhead with Real Housewives of Orange County. Their big cast trip is in the mountains.
For now, I'm trying not to freaking cut my lip on a stupid Pellegrino can. Have you ever drank out of a Pellegrino can?
Isn't that just like a normal can?
No, because they started adding this fucking tinfoil on top of the can that says Pellegrino, like to be all fancy, and it's glued so hard you can't get it off right, and then you cut your lip, then you look like a crazy person, okay? That's what's going on with me over here, Ben.
Well, I'll tell you who wouldn't cut their lip on a can of Pellegrino, Countess Luanne de Lesseps, because whenever I drink Pellegrino now, I think of when we first went to her show, and we went, and Danny Pellegrino and I walked up to Luanne to take a photo with her, and he was like, "Hey, I'm Danny Pellegrino." She goes, "Oh, like Pellegrino from Italy? You know, I know the Pellegrinos myself." He's like, "No." But she was like totally name dropping like the San Pellegrino family. She's like, "Oh yes, Pellegrino, my favorite water. Are you related to the Pellegrinos?"
Well, thank God you're not with Avion. What a bitch.
What a bitch. Oh yeah, I'm sure you've met Jacques Perrier, correct?
Oh, Countess Luanne, what a night that was. I'll never forget it, even though I wish that I could sometimes. But here we are with Real Housewives of Orange County. God, we haven't even talked about all the Erica Jane stuff. Speaking of Lisa Vanderpump.
Oh, we haven't.
Have we not? We haven't even discussed all the Erica Jane stuff that's happened. Should we do that before we get into Orange County, or should we just jump into Orange County? It's up to you.
Whatever you want. I mean, or we could talk about it on the bonus episode.
Oh, let's talk about it on the bonus episode. Okay, we'll do that. Okay, so go to Patreon, etc. Okay, so here we are.
You look great, by the way.
With Real Housewives of Orange County in an episode I've entitled New Hip!
New Hip! We're in Lake Arrowhead. It's quiet. There are ducks in the lake. It's peace. And Elizabeth steps outside of their cabin in her little robe and no pants. And she goes up to her car and then, which actually, I don't think her alarm sounded like that, but in my mind, it sounded like that.
Like me,
it's a goose.
Me. She's like, I can't figure out this fucking car.
Unbelievable. Hypocritical.
Oh, we'll get to that. She's got another solo today. And of course, Elizabeth is that fucking person in your neighborhood whose car alarm is always going off.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know how to use this. I don't know how to deal with a car alarm. Oh.
If you're rich enough to have that car, you're rich enough to not care if someone steals it. Okay. Yeah. You know, like that shit's insured. Turn your alarm off.
Then Gina's FaceTiming Travis and, of course, having the most boring FaceTime one can have. Did you go to the market already?
Like, yeah, huh? Yeah. Oh, no, the kids are going to starve. Oh, kids need to eat.
And then Bronwyn calls her best friend, Shari, and is she's like, yeah, I mean, it was crazy. I mean, the first thing I see when I walked in are bottles of Tito's everywhere. I mean, doesn't she know? Don't they know I'm a recovering alcoholic? Did they know that? Did you know that, Shari, by the way? I'm a recovering alcoholic.
And Shari, the regular comedian over there, is like, well, at least you don't like vodka. And she's like, well, the other stuff is in the kitchen. And then it does a close-up on Bronwyn's nightstand. Okay, Bronwyn is coming on a vacation, or like a girl's trip for what, 2 days, 3 days?
Yeah.
She's got, these are the books she has. Alcoholics Anonymous book, 12 Steps and 12 Traditions. So you want to talk about race? And then another one that I couldn't see. But I was like, okay, Bronwyn.
Bonfire of the Vanities.
Yeah, I was like, that's a lot to put on yourself.
So right. Did you bring the Brothers Karamazov on this 3-day vacation?
Can I get a little Dean Koontz in here? Okay.
The bridges of Madison County. So then meanwhile, over at the cabin, the women, of course, are talking about Bronwyn because she's not there. Because God forbid anyone talks about anyone behind their back, right? But now they are. And Kelly's like, yeah, she came in here. She was like a Debbie Downer. She's a Debbie Downer.
Yeah, she was really hot and bothered.
Well, yeah, she was nervous and aggressive.
And Elizabeth's like, well, it's because she's not having sex. I'll tell you what helps. Morning sex. That's what helps.
You don't even have it.
Well, I will be having it. I'm looking forward to having sex again. I want to have sex again. Oh, yay. Does she? I'm fucking this staircase. I'm having sex right now.
Hey, that staircase is like Rick. It's full of wood and it's hard. Oh.
So then back with Bronwyn, she's still on the phone and she's like, I'm just not the same person I was last time I went on a trip with my friends. I mean, what do I have in common with any of them right now?
You talk about each other behind each other's backs. You have that in common.
Yeah. Then Sherry's like, well, they're not even supportive, to be honest. I know. And then she tells us, Shari is my best friend. I mean, she is my rock. She doesn't buy into my shit like everybody else does. She just tries to get on TV a lot. And then we see Bronwyn filming something with Shari. They're making like a wacky cooking video or something.
Yeah, because they like quarantine together. And then Bronwyn's like, miss you, love you. Why aren't all women like you? How cool would this world be if everyone was like you?
Are you trying to do Bronwyn's laugh?
That is. I had perfected it this morning and then I lost it. It was like.
She does have like a car trying to start up in the cold sound. We're just challenging you guys
out of the water, like,
yeah, we're just like, challenging you guys to see how long you'll keep this on play before you
this episode is brought to you by Krampus.
So then we go to Emily. She's on the couch, and this is so funny with this show because these are serious scenes. Some of these are serious scenes, but
scenes.
The fact that they're having to do them on selfie cam, so their arm is like extended and you see them having selfies and just like doing these crying scenes.
Yeah. So she's Emily's at home and she's FaceTiming Shane at the hospital. And she's like, you look handsome. That's because I washed myself.
King of average things happening to me that I did today.
King of average things I did today. Shane has tubes all over and an oxygen tank on him. And like, I was just like worried because he wasn't sure if he was going to make it. And then he didn't answer his phone. I'm like, that's because he's got coronavirus and he's in the hospital. And like, maybe he wanted to sleep for once.
I know, but you can't text that to somebody. He's like, hey, I don't think I'm going to make it through the night. All right, I'm going to just turn off my phone now.
I think I'm going to die. All right, do not disturb. Shane, she's not even whitelisted on on his Do Not Disturb list.
Yeah. So she cries, and it's sad, and we're laughing, but we know Shane's okay.
Yeah, exactly.
He is okay, right? I haven't looked that up, but I think he's okay.
Soon he'll be back to taking photos with baggy pants and an untucked shirt. So then we go to Kelly, and she's like, I'm just going to make a pork shoulder real quick. And someone's like, I forget who it was, but I think Elizabeth's like, how do you just make a pork shoulder real quick? Which is kind of funny because I just don't see Kelly being that person who just makes a pork shoulder real quick before starting her day. Like, that she was like is. Very funny. So
I love that she's such a cook. I never knew that.
Same. So, I love that as well.
She's like, well, you just put it in a pan, and then you brown it, and then you just throw it in the Instant Pot.
Oh. I mean, you just have to deglaze the pan and then add, salt to taste, and then, I don't know, and then you have to put it in the oven for 350 degrees for 4 hours, then you raise it, you want to get a good sear, because you need to get the Maillard reaction for going out loud, and you got to let it sit so the juices redistribute, so that way it's juicy, and then while you're doing that, you can make a pan sauce by throwing in some butter, but not too much, and add a little bit of flour to thicken it up. I mean, it's easy!
Redistribute the juices like I would redistribute Rick's juices. Yeah!
I like to brazen Rick's Le Creuset penis.
I like to marinate in Rick's juices. Yeah! So then, out of nowhere, she's like, so, have you ever been to the Ozarks?
I mean, Kelly, even I know that she's from the Ozarks. Well, of course I have. That's where I'm from. Oh, I thought you were from Seattle.
No, I'm from Williamsburg, Friend, Missouri. My dad was a preacher, so we traveled. The church was really dysfunctional, so we went to Washington State after that. Church, I thought you were Catholic. Oh.
No, I'm Pentecostal Christian. That's what I am. You know those people who stand on the side of the table and say, sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, you're rocking a boat.
We're those psychos that run around in circles and speak in tongues. And then she tells us, this is like an Elizabeth heavy episode, which I kind of liked because it's wackadoo. This is the best backstory that I can remember, at least, on a Housewives show. Okay, here we go. My grandmother was the leader of the church, and my dad was a preacher, and my family wanted me to be the preacher, and my grandma said she wanted me to speak in tongues, so she got me up there in front of everyone, and she said, the Lord needs to speak to you through Elizabeth. Do it, Elizabeth. So I just faked it. I went, la, 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 la. I mean, they all bought it. And in fact, a member even passed out, and that was the exact day I realized adults were full of shit, and I could lie. I'm just get my way. Wow.
To think that we are blessed with like back-to-back Pentecostal granddaughter stories happening on Bravo on Wednesday nights is crazy.
Wow. I mean, this was pretty damn good. And just the pathos. I mean, that's why you're a compulsive liar. Because you realized the day that your grandma forced you to fake speaking tongues that you could just lie to get your way. I mean,
and then we find out that Bernd is actually her step-grandfather.
Yeah, I know. I can't believe I called this the best backstory ever when that is airing at the same time. Real Housewives of
same,
Salt Lake City.
Literally the same evening.
Yeah.
Two new cast members on Bravo.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty epic. It's pretty... She learned that she could lie her way through life because she spoke in tongues.
And my I've never believed in that either. And I grew up in a super religious, not Pentecostal, but Jesus Chapel was my meemaw and papa's church. And that was my first school, my first grade school. And it was very much like that, like dancing around and screaming and speaking in tongues. And my grandmother still speaks in tongues to this day. Whenever we pray, like we'll go have dinner and my family all prays before dinner. And so my dad's like, bow your head. And then my grandma always bows her head. And while my dad does the prayer, because he's the leader of the family, okay? He does the prayer. And then my grandma's just over there going, I'm like, what are you, a fax machine? Cut it out. I'm sure you're speaking tongues while we're waiting for your enchiladas. Give me a fucking break.
So Bronwyn shows up at the cabin, and Kelly is trying on her new mask, which is this like really horrifying pink thing with a zipper, and she sticks her tongue out, and it's just like It's like, I feel like I should be offended by it, but I'm just more grossed out. The entire thing just looks gross. Everyone's like, oh, that's disturbing.
And Bronwyn's like, the point of that mask is to keep, you know, to keep things in. So I don't think it's working right. It's like, yeah, Bronwyn, we know. Okay.
Yeah. It's just like this hot pink thing with weird lips and like, but then you see her real teeth and then the tongue and the whole thing is like a horrifying, like 80s monster movie. I'm like, take this off the screen. It's trigger. It's like reminding me of that movie Troll that I saw when I was six and I was too young to see it. And I like saw someone turn into like, you know, a seed in that movie. And I was like, never again.
Well, finally, Kelly has a zipper on her mouth, and nobody likes it. It's like you can't please people. You know? So Bronwyn and Elizabeth are alone, and Bronwyn's like, can we just talk alone today? Oh, yeah, I was going to ask you to talk. I'd love to talk. I was going to ask you. And Bronwyn won't even look at her. She does that thing where she's always looking behind your head. You know,
it's like the back of her neck.
Yeah. She's like, I want it to be a conversation and not an attack. Won't look at you, but, you know, whoever I'm talking to, that's what I want.
Which allows Elizabeth to say her new favorite phrase, real deal. You know, hey, I thought I was opening up to a woman who claims to be the real deal. But you know what? Then she was trash talking to me. And I thought, hey, she's real. I thought she's the real deal. But she's not, you know.
And then we see the clip of Elizabeth going, I mean, I had all these friends and I took them a private jet on vacations. And the second I don't have all that money, they're gone. They're gone. And Bronwyn going, listen, I do real.
Real deal. That's what you do.
Why should she say she wants you? She's going to be the real deal. Ah, finally, the real deal. Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. That's tongues. The real deal tongues.
Let's make a deal. No, let's make a real deal. That's what Bronwyn says.
Bronwyn says. Bronwyn says. Let's do a real deal. Bronwyn says. Let's have a fun deal. Let Bronwyn says. We're the real deal because guess what, Mama? Bronwyn says.
So Shannon calls. Oh, wait, hold on. Let me see. Shannon calls, yeah, Shannon is calls. What I wrote.
Shannon calls Shannon. Hi, Shannon. This is Shannon doing a chicken.
How are you doing?
Well, I'm not doing well.
I'm not doing well either. Are you mad at your kids? I am furious with my kids.
I am furious. I'm furious. I'm at risk. I'm at risk of being furious.
Well, I got a test yesterday. Find out tomorrow. Have you been tested, Shannon?
Oh, I've been tested, and the test is called David Bedore. And I have to say, I thought I had passed with flying colors, and then I look onto Instagram, which I don't even have, but I looked on it, and guess what? I am being tested again.
I don't even have Instagram.
So Shannon's like, she's telling us, at this point, I've been negative 3 times. I don't have COVID. I don't have COVID. I don't have potato chips. Yes, I do have potato chips. Excuse me.
I'm just a tiny bit achy, but... No, I don't have COVID. I don't. And it's just, it's a shame because I wanted to go on this trip and I have so many things, a suitcase full of things packed of fun. Vitamins, supplements, some circulation socks that keep the circulation going in your calves. Just so much fun.
Have you ever worn magnetic socks, Shannon? I have. They feel great.
So the producer goes, do you know what FOMO stands for? And she's like, FOMO, FOMO. What did you say? What's that word? FOMO? FOMO? FOMO?
Fear of marrying...
oatmeal.
Fear of marrying oatmeal.
Fear of marrying oatmeal. I do have that.
Fear of marrying older men. I do have that too. That's FOMO. Oh.
Oh, well, it's a fear of missing out. Ooh, oh, yeah, I've got my lingo down.
Fear of my own self. Is that what FOMO stands for? I am a little afraid of myself.
So Shannon, so she's on the phone. We haven't said who she's on the phone with yet, but she's talking to Bronwyn and Gina. They've called her. And she's like, well, I wish I was there. And they're like, bye, stupid. So they hang up on her. And then Shannon is so mad. She's like instantly mad. She goes and she tells Sean,
so fucking stupid. They're not upset that I'm not there. Kelly and Elizabeth didn't even come to the phone. I'm upset. I'm not in a good mood. John!
I mean, here I am sitting here
amidst several sailboats and construction behind me, and no one even cared to check in. Like, Shannon, how are you dealing with all those toxins in the air? Not a single one of them.
So then Gina goes on to take, goes into a room to take a call from her lawyer. And he tells her that Matt has been charged with 2 felony counts, as she knows. And the max time he could serve is 4.5 years. And that the law has listened to her side because of Marcy's law. And they've listened, they're taking into consideration everything that she testified to.
The law has listened to her side and has requested that she don't speak, that she just submits through text because they just can't stand her voice anymore. Listen like, to her side.
We would like your testimony without saying how great the Italian deli is down the street.
The law has listened to your side and still is confused about what to do about Gather. That doesn't really understand that part. No, but she feels guilty. And she feels really guilty. And the lawyer's like, listen, we're here to protect you. And it's like a sad scene. And the music is like very compassionate, but they choose some weird piece of music that also sounds like the X-Files theme song. I don't know if you heard it, but it was like, you know, like that piano thing that happens at the beginning of the X-Files?
Yeah.
Like, is she about to get abducted?
Could you please let the court know I'm actually in a spaceship right now? Thanks.
So then we go to Elizabeth. She's like, oh, Kelly, Gina doesn't drink champagne. It's just me and you, Kelly. Okay, let's take a van. Let's take a van. And Bronwyn goes, a what? She goes, a van, so no one has to drive because we're all a bunch of drunkards. Well, except for you, Bronwyn. Hey, you have a van. How did they not turn this into Bronwyn has a van? Make her do it.
I was confused about that. Maybe Bronwyn's also a bad driver. And they're like, we don't want, listen, she may be sober, but she drives worse than a drunk person. Let's be honest.
I think the most realistic way of going forward with this show is show what it's really like to be the sober friend, because they always have to drive. Like the sober. Yeah. Anyone who sobers up or is just naturally sober is forced to drive on these nights.
And I think that Bronwyn actually wanted to do that for them, because why else would she drive a minivan all the way up to the mountains? Like, why did she not take – I'm sure they have a non-minivan car, right? Like, so she probably brought the minivan to be like, well, now I can be the minivan. I can drive us to an abandoned amusement park for today's episode. And they're like, no, we're just going to have the PA do it with one of the other vans that we have.
Yeah, we'll get a different van. Stupid Bronwyns. Stupid non-champagne drinking Bronwyns.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So Elizabeth is like, show, I heard you hired an investigator to see if I was the real deal.
Yes, yeah, now Elizabeth and Bronwyn are having their private talk. And she's like, yeah, I heard you hired a private investigator, and Emily told me my house went into foreclosure and all that, and I said, well, yeah, it's called divorce. I'm like, Bronwyn, I liked her, and I'm just sitting there thinking, why would Bronwyn do this to me? I thought she liked me back. I liked her, and then, you know, I thought she was into building people up. I mean, especially on your Instagram. You're like, everybody this, everybody that, and then it shows pictures of the protests, Elizabeth. She doesn't mean everybody this, everybody that, as in, like, you should, you know, like all your friends equally. It's like,
yeah, pathological lives matter. There's no organization for that. She's not protesting for that. So
literally, Bronwyn's the dumbest thing I've heard. So
Bronwyn's like, well, you know what? I googled your name and you guys defaulted on your loan and you're heavily mortgaged and you took a private thing out. Yes, yeah, I get pissed off because my poor husband is like, well, excuse me, if you want to talk to me, talk at me, that's fine. I'll just let you do. You can just talk. Like, I'm just trying to talk to you. You know, Bronwyn starts doing the thing like, don't like I'm trying to talk. I'm trying to have a conversation. I'm doing it my side, you know?
Yeah, and Bronwyn's also like about to out everything she found out Elizabeth on national TV, and she's acting like she's coming from this moral high ground. Like, oh, now you're going to talk over me? Well, yeah, because you're about to tell all my fucking secrets on TV, acting like you're being a good person for doing it. What an asshole. She's a total asshole about this.
Yeah, and Elizabeth's like, please don't talk to me like I'm one of your children. She's like, fine, I won't make any suggestions about your makeup.
She's like, I did. Listen, I'm guilty. I googled your name because you guys defaulted on a loan. You were heavily mortgaged and you took this private thing out. And she's like, well, first of all, everything's public knowledge. Oh, really? Really? Do you want to hear the rest? Or are you just going to keep talking over me? Huh? Huh? You going to talk
over
me?
I'm not one of your kids. I'm not one of your kids who speaks like tongues because grandma made her, okay?
Yeah. Elizabeth's like, listen here, Missy. La la la. Taka tika talk talk. La 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 la. Kelly fainted. It worked. Nailed it.
So, yeah, Bronwyn is kind of being an asshole. But at the same time, and then she goes, well, this is how I talk to everyone. I talk patronizingly to everyone. But at the same time, I mean, Elizabeth is really full of it. Because Bronwyn's like, well, things just weren't adding up. And we get a flashback to Elizabeth saying, well, I took all the clothing out of my closet. And I rented a condo at the end of the peninsula. And I put all the clothing in there. And I said, you stay here and don't sneak out to any parties. Because I want you getting into COVID, okay?
And Bronwyn's like, you rented a condo for your closet? She goes, I did!
Who cares if I rented my house?
Yeah, who cares? And she goes, yeah, well, I found out you were renting, and that would have been fine. She goes, well, who cares if I'm renting my house? And she goes, no one cares. Like, no one cares. You do care. I think you're using it as evidence. And Elizabeth is like, well, why should I tell you I was renting my house? I just met you. She goes, because you lied to me.
I didn't lie to you. I just spoke to you in tongues. You didn't know. You just didn't know I rented my house. But if you understood tongues, you would have heard me clearly say, I'm renting this house because I have to save some money to pay for the clothing at the end of the peninsula.
Bronwyn was like, nothing you say makes any sense. She goes, ask me about it. Don't go behind my back and talk smack behind my back. I understand because my life is complicated, sophisticated, and you feel relegated and unappreciated, but hypocritical. Critical, unbelievable, too political, waveable.
When they say you're complicated, you say sophisticated. When they say unregulated, you say funulated. Yeah. Dun, 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 dun.
I love that she really talks like that. Don't go behind my back and talk smack.
I'm complicated and sophisticated. Unbelievable. Unbelievable, hypocritical, complicated, and sophisticated.
I know that my life is so unbelievable,
hypocritical, complicated, and sophisticated.
I love that she said, my life is so complicated and sophisticated. It's hard to understand. And Bronwyn's like, no, it's not hard to understand. Well, apparently it is because you don't. And she's like, oh my god, her life is not sophisticated. I mean, you're a bougie blonde from Newport who married an old guy. It's the oldest story in the book.
Well, that's the name of the song. Unbelievable, hypocritical, oldest story in the book.
So Bronwyn says again, listen, everything you say doesn't make sense. And she's like, because I didn't want you to know. And Kelly's over there now. She goes, well, I think what she's saying is that she's like trying to get to know you, and then you like give half answers.
Yeah. Well, you know, with all this crap going on, I got gag orders up and down, left and right. It's just everywhere I go, a gag order.
And Bronwyn's like, then why didn't you tell us? She's like, because I didn't want you to know. And Kelly goes, she doesn't have to tell you anything. Just like, you don't tell us everything.
Meanwhile, Kelly had just said, well, just you only give us half answers.
Kelly just immediately flipped on Bronwyn because she saw what Bronwyn was doing. It's like Bronwyn's not going to stick with it. She sees she's on the losing end now and she looks like an asshole. So she's going to be like, we just want you for you. Why don't you just tell us things? So Kelly's like,
but I mean, I get it too. Like, I mean, everything that Elizabeth says is like, what, huh? I mean, let's not act like we all as an audience are not like looking up, like, what the hell is going on with Elizabeth? Let's not act as if like people have not been posting photos of like Elizabeth and Jimmy and all this shit. Like, we're all like, this is not adding up. So like, I get where Bronwyn's coming from too.
I get it if you're saying, listen, lady, nothing you say makes any sense. Like, even if she came to her and said, you know, I was curious about you because things didn't make sense. So I, like, looked up stuff about you. What the hell? Like, that would even be different. But going behind someone's back and then telling all the girls all this stuff that she's, you know, talking behind her back and, like,
not
trying
classy,
to.
Not classy. That's for sure.
It's trying to make the new girl look like shit. On the orders of one of the supposedly popular girls. basically, which is going to bite Shannon in the ass because, of course, Bronwyn's going to turn this right around and blame Shannon for everything.
She's actually going to blame Elizabeth for not confronting her. The best part is the pivot that she does later on, which is like, well, why didn't you confront me when you found out that I was talking behind your back?
Yeah, why couldn't you come to me? Like, why couldn't you come to me? We're friends. Like, shut up. You were just doing all this detective work behind her back to make her look stupid. Now, does Elizabeth look stupid and like a compulsive liar? Of course. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Well, the truth is that I went through a very hard divorce. There were a lot of moving parts and a lot of asset separation and a lot of financial distress. There were Ferraris that were just driving down the hills, crashing into traffic. It was terrifying.
Man, I mashed my anger. I mashed my anger in my hurting Ferraris. All right? Ferraris that I would paint dicks on and give to poor people. Okay?
I run 27,000 miles a day just so I didn't have to do my divorce, okay? I didn't want to tell the women, so I just ran back and forth crisscrossing the country.
She is so full of shit. Now she's made herself Forrest Gump. Yeah. So Bronwyn's like, oh, so what you're saying is you don't trust women. No, I don't. Well, because of that, you don't want to trust us. And that makes sense because, Bronwyn, I have trouble trusting people too because I've been really hurt and it's hard for me to open up too. Kelly goes, are you talking about yourself in the third person now?
I don't think she was. I think she was saying that this is what, like, she was thinking that Elizabeth would say. Because, are you speaking in the third person? Oh, you always make it about yourself. So what about her feelings? Why did you open up to Elizabeth? Elizabeth doesn't know Bronwyn any explanations. You have 7 kids. You have a husband. Clean up your own house before you dig into Elizabeth's. Just the way I clean up my house. And by clean up, I mean clean up Rick's dick. Oh.
Well, I've been scared of women because so many women have betrayed me. So many women.
And Bronwyn goes, come here. I'm not going to betray you. I'm not.
You already did. How is she supposed to trust you?
I couldn't hear it. I couldn't hear it. So then Bronwyn's like, she's like, well, you know, if you had just shared this initially, I wouldn't have gone behind your back and looked at all your records.
She goes, yeah, I would rather have the hard, uncomfortable talks. You should see my nightstand. Okay, so thank you so much for sharing that with us. Thank you for sharing. I'm like, this is not a meeting, Bronwyn.
And then in comes, and just in case we were afraid they might have too much fun on this vacation, in comes Gina, be like, I just feel bad, which is like, should be your tagline next year. I just feel bad, because that's all she says. I just feel bad because of Matt, and like, I just feel bad.
That's normal, you know? But look, I know Matt was like sort of out of sorts, but you should give him some mercy. And Elizabeth like actually laughs in shock. She's like, mercy?
Mercy, I don't know. Part of the lyrics.
Say it again.
That's not part of the lyrics, mercy.
I wasn't expecting that mercy. Kelly's like, well, I mean, like, yeah, because, like, he has to get a job. I mean, not for her. Like, who cares about him? But, like, for the kids, because, like, he's a smart guy and, like, he wants to provide for the kids and, like, he still has to get a job.
I didn't love this advice. She's like, yeah, he's smart. He's a go-getter. I'm like, do you know this guy at all? I mean, like, he dragged Gina across the floor in a drunken rage. Come on. Yeah, no, he's not. No. So then we go over to Elizabeth talking to Bronwyn, and Bronwyn's like, Elizabeth's like, so I just want to clarify some things because life can be awfully complicated and sophisticated, if you know what I'm saying. So we're okay. So like you brought that up because, and she's like, well, I did it because I was being a shitty human. Yeah.
And then it goes, being shitty. And I was like, whoa, someone self for the first time. It was like, you're disturbating.
Are you gonna own that? And Bron was like, yeah, I'll own that. She goes, awesome.
She goes, well, I'm trying to do the right thing, but you know, I mess up a lot. And I was bored in quarantine. And Gina's like, yeah, that's what I said. I was like, Bron was sober and she's in quarantine and she's looking for shit to do.
And I just feel bad.
And I apologize. And you know what? If I could take that back, I would. And I'm sure in five months, you'll be on my list of amends. And it's only going to take 5 months because I've got a lot of amends. A lot. Okay? There's a waiting list.
So, and then Bron was like, you know, the thing is that, you know, Miss Shannon got into my head, basically. And I was like, well, that's what Shannon does. She plants a little idea in someone's head and then acts like she has no idea. I just feel bad.
But why? Why would Shannon do that? What does she have against me?
And Bronwyn's like, well, it was that last night in Palm Springs because apparently you said, oh no, not apparently, because she told Bronwyn and Bronwyn told Shannon. She's like, it was that last night in Palm Springs. You said that she
yelled at Jimmy because she did yell at Jimmy.
And then we see a clip of her telling Kelly and Bronwyn that.
Yeah. And then he's like, I know exactly how this feels. I mean, it's like when Shannon got all her friends to say that I was, like, sleeping around. And then we get a flashback to the 70s party. And it was you!
Ooh. It was you!
Ooh.
It was you!
Ooh.
It was you!
God, that was a classic episode.
That was a crazy season.
That's that Three's Company party.
It was amazing.
So Kelly's like, yeah, my best friend told me that Shannon had a private investigator going after me. And then we see a clip of Shannon going, that is insane.
I would never.
So then Elizabeth says, well, I'm in a process of self-discovery, and I apologize if it didn't make sense. But if you have questions, I'll answer them as best I can with my lawyers. We are experiencing extremely high call volume at this moment. So please wait on the line, and I'll have someone from my head get back to you as soon as possible.
If you would like someone from my head to get back to you when we're ready so you don't have to sit here in line, please enter your phone number and press pounds.
Press 1 for Spanish and 2 for tongues.
Vroom. Para español, o prima, al dos. La 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 la, a prima, three. Right.
If you speak Ferrari, press 4.
Hey, did I tell you about my Amex bill this month? Ooh.
So then we go over to Shannon's house, and she's sobbing, and John is just, like, watching her. I guess John's filming her. Or is he watching from behind? He's just, like, staring at her.
He's just sitting there, which is, I think, I kind of get the feeling that, like, that's what he does, like, when Shannon's not around. He just sort of sits in a chair and just looks in space. So she's like, well, after 3 negative tests, I finally listened to my therapist and went from negative to positive, and I took a 4th. And I just tested positive, so I have so many emotions going on right now. I'm worried because of my lungs, and I feel bad for you, John, over there. Partially because of I may have given you coronavirus, but also because I'm seeing what you do all day, and I do feel bad for you. This is what you do. Wow.
I'm so mad at my kids for their carelessness, for bringing it home and hanging out with 20 to 30 kids with no masks, knowing I was at risk. So now what do we do? Did I infect you? Did I infect her?
And then we find out that she's been filming this the whole time on the selfie cam, which makes it like 10 times more awkward, you know? So then
I tell my kids, they never listen. I tell my kids every day, you need to have 20 to 30 positive thoughts. I did not say hang out with 20 to 30 unmasked teenagers. They just don't listen.
So then she calls her mom and cries with her mom. And her mom, you know, is used to Shannon. So she's like, I'm afraid I'm not fine now, but I'm afraid I'm going to get sicker, Mom. And she's like, do you have a fever, Shannon?
No, Mom, but I'm mad at my kids. I'm so mad at you, Sam.
Well, they could have been more careful, Shannon.
Oh,
her mom's just like, have some toast, honey.
Mom's like, I'm the one who's actually at risk here, but okay. And then John's like, well, it's inevitable. I mean, I said it's negative, but it's inevitable. I'm going to test positive the next few days. And the mom goes, oh, dear.
Yeah.
Okay, so can I go back to watching TV now? I mean, there's nothing I can do, so.
Yeah, and she's like, I'm so sorry, John. And he just shakes his head like, yeah, well. Like, you two make a great couple. So then over at Sky Park, Errol's Adventure. Now it's time for some wacky Housewives on Vacation. This is the saddest Housewives on Wacky Vacation segment it they've was. Ever done.
I mean, I understand. No, I think actually the saddest one was when Real Housewives of New Jersey, the twin season, the way they went to like an Airbnb in Florida and they basically sat in like a rented house, which is what they're doing here. But at least in this one, they get to go to like an empty amusement park because basically no one's going to amusement parks. So they're in like an already semi-sad amusement park, and it's also there's no one there. So they just are like running around an amusement park. And Elizabeth's mask is just like, her mask game is really messed. It's either like her mask is like dangling on her chin or over her eyeballs. Like
your mask patrol.
Yeah, I am, because it's just so funny to me. Like, it's just the simplest thing. And it's just funny to see like this reality stars just like not be able to figure it out. It's like, no, it's not an eye patch. It goes over the mouth. It's so simple.
So they're looking at all the events and stuff that they get to do. And Bron was like, oh my God, this is amazing. I need to bring my wife here. I need to call my wife. And Kelly's like, well, I don't need instructions on how to ride things. That's for sure. I was like, here we go. I'm well versed in how to ride horses, bikes. Rick, yeah, got one in there, yeah.
Oh, I'm wearing a sleeveless tee. So yeah, Bronwyn is now, her new thing is that she is now calling Shari her wife. That's her joke. It's like, yeah. Great.
And so then we see clips of them doing stuff in quarantine. She's like, yeah, everyone's mad because we're social distancing together. And then they're making like a wacky video of trying on masks. And Sherry's like, you know, those masks could be used for other things.
So then Bronwyn's doing archery.
I got a bullseye.
So yeah, Elizabeth and Bronwyn go do some archery. And Elizabeth hurts herself, flinging the arrow back on herself. And then Kelly and Gina go ride some bikes. And Kelly's like, it reminds me of the Matterhorn. Why? I don't know. Isn't that like a snowy mountain?
It's the snowy mountain in the Alps. And she's like, she sees like a tree. It's like the Matterhorn. Except, you know, it's a pine tree. So yeah, Gina's like on her bike. She's driving. Okay then. And Kelly's like, oh, I wonder how Travis feels about Gina. She's just not a good rider. I wonder how Travis feels about that. I'm talking about her riding his dick the way I ride Rick's dick.
You need to get better at riding dicks. Oh. So then back at the axes.
Rick's dick reminds me of the Matterhorn.
Elizabeth's axe like flies back at her. Like, what the? Elizabeth is a disaster, okay?
Don't take her to an amusement park.
She shot herself with an arrow.
Unbelievable! Hypocritical! Oh. It's not the first time I got hit by an arrow. The first time it was by Cupid, and I was when I saw burns.
Let's just relax with this axe. Ow! I got angst in my axe.
You know what they say about archery? It's complicated and sophisticated.
So then she just starts going and chopping the shit out of some wood. And the guy that works there is like, great, gonna have to hang that one again later. Thanks, lady.
Thanks, lady.
So then now Shannon. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Family meeting. Shannon FaceTimes her girls. We're still at home. And she's like, well, girls, I want to let you know something. I went and I got a test. And I tested positive. And all the girls go, I'm so sorry.
Mom. So sorry.
I tested positive.
And then, like, the daughters are like, it's going to be okay. We're all going to be okay, Mom. It's okay. Like, the daughters are, like, so much more mature about it.
Yeah, so they're it's going to be okay. We're all going to be fine. She goes, oh, wow, really? I have lung damage, and I'm supposed to be on a trip right now, and I've been super careful. And Sophie goes, we all have. She goes, well, we all haven't, so let's not go there. I didn't break it into the house. Well, maybe you did by needing your fresh meat every day when you were sending other people out into the world and coming back. That's not fair. Like, you can't send everybody else out into the world and then blame them for bringing it back. Although you can't blame the kids because they snuck out for a party.
The kids did it.
Those little fuckers.
The kids did it.
Yeah, and then
on top of that, Stella has the balls to say, well, we don't know who did it. I mean, we'll never figure out who did it, and we're very sorry. Stella, you snuck out. You went to a party. Don't even try that.
And then Shannon is so mad, and she's crying. And then Adeline's face watching Shannon cry was hilarious. She's just looking at the computer like...
I know.
God.
I thought I'd see a little bit more emotion from you guys. Well, sorry, Mom. We're just, like, really full because we had our daily meat. You're getting daily meat, too? On top of everything else.
Then one of her kids goes, are you kidding? And then she just whips out her phone and starts, like, swiping around.
And they're like, I feel terrible. And Sophie's like, it's a really shitty situation, Mom. And I'm really sorry that you tested positive. Now, excuse me. We're going to make some hamburgers.
Oh, man. So then we go to Emily's house, and she's making cookies for her kids or something, and they're, like, sitting on the camera or on the counter while she's on selfie camera. Sure. And she's telling her kids, well, they want to give him a 5-day dosage, and, you know, he sounded a little better. He got some pain medication, so that's good. You know, he loves that.
It's really hard because I don't want to get my kids sick, but it's, like, really hard to tell your kids, you know, like, stay, like, you know, social distance. And we see one of her kids go, Mommy, come closer. And she moves in closer. I'm like, well, see, there, Emily, you could probably say, no, I can't move closer.
Like, yeah, just sob over there in your corner. Stay in your corner and sob. So then we go to the Sky Park, and Bronwyn and Elizabeth take a break to talk. And Elizabeth's like, oh, I'm normally not such a pussy with sports. And Bronwyn's like, you know what? I don't like people using that word because my pussy has had 7 children and takes a beating and just keeps on going on.
It was funnier when Lala said it. So so Elizabeth's like, well, you know, I knew I was jester when I met you guys, you know, and I just feel like I screwed up my only chance at girlfriends.
Just be you. That's all we need from you. Just be you. So then Kelly and Gina are going fishing now. And
poor Gina. They are stuck doing so many activities at this theme park. Gina looks like she is ready to go take a nap. They're like, oh, okay, so we have to go fishing now too? Okay, all right.
But now they have to get on 4-wheelers to go fishing. And they're like, it's another kind of bike. It's like a pedal 4-wheeler. And Gina's like, that doesn't have an engine, right?
Yeah, because she can't get into a proper, like, vehicle because of her DUI. She's 20 days away from getting her license back. So they're on this thing that you pedal, and they're going up the hill, and Kelly's like, oh, you know what? This reminds me of, you know that abdominal snowman? Oh, the snowman that has the really great core? Yeah, totally.
That snowman has such good abs. I would have fucked him if I wasn't fucking Rick so much.
Her Matterhorn imagery is all wrong. I mean, like... There's nothing about this scenario that is anything to do with the abdominal.
How did that even get in her head? Man,
I don't know. Like, maybe she was supposed to... I mean, I would think this is more of a Bigfoot situation than abominable snowman. And I understand they're on the same spectrum, but still.
Yeah. So they go pedal their bikes around. And let's see. Kelly laps her. Yeah, because, of course, Gene is a disaster. And almost kills the producers, you know. So now they go fishing. And Gina's like, we're not going in the water, are we? And the lady's like, well, there's not really giant fish in here. And Gina goes, you never know, Bonnie.
You never know. I just feel bad. So Bronwyn's like, hey, so Elizabeth, why is it that when you knew I was talking behind your back, why didn't you tell me? Which is just the fun. We mentioned it before, but it's just so funny. Like, it's a funny, like, perversion of the situation.
Yeah, a real friend would have reached out in that situation.
I think it was her little way of saying, like, yeah, I was talking behind your back, but you were talking about behind my back. So let's call it.
Well, she was hearing behind your back of what you were saying when you were talking behind her back.
Yeah. So then Elizabeth sort of has some bullshit too that she responds, where she's like, well, I feel like if you're going to be that way towards me, it's something about you. And I assume there was something in your heart that was hurting that needed to know. Like, you did not think there was something hurting in her heart. You were like, you're probably like, that bitch is talking behind my back.
Yeah. I don't think it's up to her. I don't think she needed to call Bronwyn. Fuck that. She's probably waiting to see how Bronwyn. Yeah, she was probably waiting to see how she was going to use it against her or something.
I don't think what Bronwyn did was definitely not classy or a good thing to do, but I don't think it was like a crazy thing given how Elizabeth is like saying stuff that was like full of shit. I don't blame her for being curious to be like, what the fuck is going on with her? But that being said, I don't think Elizabeth owed Bronwyn a call to be like, I hear you're talking behind my back. No, of course not.
Yeah. So she's like, well, I just, you know what? I just don't like confrontation. My parents, you know, they had a lot of kids and they fought all the time. And whenever there was a fight, I would just go hide and I would tell myself, that's unbelievable in tones, my unbelievable song. But anyway, and Bronwyn's like, so... You avoid conflict. Yes, I run. I just wasn't used to handling conflict, and I'm contradictory, satisfactory. Because, you know, I just...
Contradictory, satisfactory, unbelievable, hypocritical, complicated, sophisticated.
I don't know what I believe in. Get my arm in a sleeve in. You know what I'm saying, bro?
Well, it's confusing because, you know, it's like, you know, you're saying that you love Jimmy, but you love your ex. You hate your ex, but you love your ex. You want to move on, but you kind of want to go back to him. It just gets kind of confusing.
She literally said, you know, it's like you knew when you got married that was the situation, but now you hate the situation. It's like, look who's fucking talking. Are you literally just going to talk to yourself this whole episode? There's some major projection going on.
And then Elizabeth then breaks into her ballad of like, I'm just a broke jazz singer with no education. Poor family, I saw it as my meal ticket.
Yeah, I saw it as my meal ticket. I made the wrong choices. I dated the wrong voices. I didn't make choices for myself. I made choices for my family because that's tradition! Tradition, Bronwyn.
You know, I'm just desperate to find out who I am. Who is that little girl that's married, Burns? Who is that little girl who turned into a monster?
Who am I anyway? Am I Burt's resume?
Sometimes I'm just feeling a little contradictory, satisfactory, unbelievable, hypocritical,
it just always comes back to that.
It's the refrain.
Well, I was just surrounded by so much wealth for so long that that's who I became. I mean, I think, shit, Elizabeth, did you just do this for a Ferrari? You know I have a Ferrari, right? I've mentioned that.
I'm not sorry about the Ferrari because it's undeniable, hypocritical, and that's just me.
Who's this little girl? Where's that little girl that met this man and then became a monster? Is she ever going to learn to have funster? Is she?
I went to the Sky Park to have a lock, but guess what's parked in the Sky Park? It's a Ferrari.
That girl is well glossed, but boy, is she lost. Bronwyn, anything to say here?
Who really has won when you only talk in tongues?
So Bronwyn's like, listen, everyone has a fucked up story. Gina has a fucked up story. I mean, I have a fucked up story. Gina's really fucked up. You know, I'm kind of Gina, super fucked up. I forgot what we were talking about. But listen, I go to meetings and a lot of people have stories crazier than yours. You want me to tell you some?
Well, it's funny because everyone has a story, everyone has a past, and mine is rather complicated and sophisticated and fast, like a Ferrari.
So Elizabeth's like, okay, I'm going to tell you this, but I'm not ready to tell people this yet, Bronwyn. And she goes, well, I won't say anything if you don't want me to. And then we go to commercial, so we know that Bronwyn is going to betray her, or that this was used as a preview for a commercial or something. Like, we know that Bronwyn is going to go tell everybody. So Elizabeth takes a big gasp and gulps, and she's like, I was raised in a very religious situation where I was told, do not open your mouth or you'll end up the south of a bridge. All right, you better shut up. And if I told the truth about what's happening, I just have an issue. I can't stop compartmentalizing. I don't let people get to know me. I throw big parties because no one really gets to know me. Mame.
What I'm trying to say is that I throw big parties and I love me Daisy and I wish I could marry Daisy, but then a woman got run over on the street and that ruined everything. It's like, you're talking about Great Gatsby right now, just so you know.
Well, my mom did anything she could to get me out, and she did. She put me in an orphanage, and I had to grow up, never knowing she was there, but she gave me a little locket, but it was broken in two, and she had one half, and I had the other. And there was this lady who was horrible to us, red hair, drank vodka in a bathtub.
That's Annie.
Okay. I would sit there in that religious cult, and I'd say, someone's gotta get me out of here. Someday I gotta get out of here. I gotta get out of Skid Row.
Oh, God. So, basically, Elizabeth was in some kind of cult or something. Right. And, like, some kind of abusive cult. That for whatever reason, we're cracking up at. Sorry, we're loopy. It's been a long day, okay? So, Bronwyn's like, I have no idea what she's talking about, but I mean, if she can open up, she'd be so much lighter. And so Elizabeth's like, well, I just don't know who I can get help from. I stutter when I'm nervous. And Bronwyn's like,
I shouldn't be laughing.
I mean, because it is, but I know, but we've just been laughing for an hour, so now it's we like have to get serious again.
You never know
again.
What's real or not, and it just also like, she's so like, I stutter when, when I'm nervous.
Yeah, so Bronwyn's like, well, you know, I don't know who can help you, but I'm sure that there is someone who can help you. And Elizabeth's like, well, I don't want to be one of these people they check into a psych ward. And of course, Bronwyn's like, oh, I have been checked into a psych ward. And you know what? It was helpful. It's like, Bronwyn, you've been through everything.
Like, well, it's true. There's no shame in being going into a psych ward.
No, of course not.
And Elizabeth's like, well, I just need help, and I don't know how to get it. And listen, I'm not going to tell the other girls that. But I'm not going to be like, by the way, I was in a religious cult growing up, and if I didn't shut my fucking mouth, I'd be thrown under a bridge. And Brahma's like, no, you don't. There's no shit. Wait, what? She goes, what?
And Elizabeth's like, I can't talk about it. I'm not ready for this. I'm not ready. I just can't. So she walks off, and Bronwyn's like, okay, let's walk this off. Let's walk it off. Yeah. I'll never leave you. And then Elizabeth starts having like a serious panic attack.
Yeah. And Bronwyn out of nowhere has a blanket. She's like, hold on. I am, at the end of the day, still a mom, and I brought my mom bag with me, and that includes a panic attack blanket for you.
She's
okay,
like,
down.
I'm a lesbian now. I've always got a shawl. Here you go.
Unbelievable. Hypocritical. Complicated. Sophisticated.
Oh, man. So, that was that episode. Serious. Very serious in real life. We had fun laughing about it, but yeah, I don't know, you know,
it had to do with coronavirus and cults.
Yeah, you know, a lot of this Elizabeth stuff, a lot of the stuff she's posted online is just gross. Like, it grosses me out. And then, like, the compulsive lying thing grosses me out. And I can't tell, like, am I starting to like her? Do I just like the voices that we do for her and making up stupid songs? I don't know, but so far I'm finding her enjoyable. Like, she's kind of like a more capable, you know, as we've said many times, as everyone says, I'm sure, but like Dana from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, 25,000. It's kind of like her, but I like her.
Yeah, I like her too. It's one of those things where like someone, it's like, how do you reconcile someone's off-camera behavior with their on-camera behavior? Like, Kelly is like really funny. Like, Kelly's funny and on the show, you know, she's like very watchable, but then she does terrible things on social media now. And it's like sometimes it's like, how do we reconcile it? And sometimes we just have to take it on a case by case basis, a scene by scene basis, a moment by moment basis. And then sometimes I think, how do I reconcile it? I'm not sure. But for right now, the way I reconcile it is just doing what I do with you, Ronnie, and just watching and laughing, and you know, then also realizing there's like more things to worry about in life than how do I reconcile how Elizabeth Vargas acts on Real Housewives of Orange County versus her Instagram story.
Yeah, truth.
Well, it's everybody, undeniable.
Unbelievable. Everybody, we sure love you. Thank you so much for being with us. And on a serious note, thank you for everything you guys do for us all the time. You guys have really given us a great life where we can sit around and just laugh with each other all day. We both really love each other. We love you. We love living this life and are really thankful for you guys. So we hope Absolutely. That you're taking care of each other and the way you take care of us and loving each other the way you love us or make us feel loved. And have a great new year. We'll be back next week with all of these really fun bonus episodes, basically. So come back for that. And we will talk to you in real time again in 2021.
That was lovely, Ronnie. Bye, everyone.
Bye. Love you guys.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
She's a little bit loony.
Junie, higher than high res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan lettuce. He makes us squee, Richie D. The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy, cease and desisto. Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We will, Joanna Rockland you.
The incredible edible Matthew Sisters.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel. Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.